There's a little boy about probably 4 or 8 years old going into a grocery store, it looks, to maybe buy some groceries. He's walking over to the cookies. There's a man standing by it. There's some oranges. Is that it? He takes a box of cookies from the bottom of it, and it might fall. Yeah, it falls. It tumbles over, and he has a uh-oh face on. And the man gets really mad. He's a really kind of guy. He gets grumpy because all of them fell and they broke. And the little boy ran away with a uh-oh face.
Okay.
I think it looks like a rabbit and a dog. The dog's making a sandcastle, and it looks like the rabbit wants to join in to make the sandcastle. And the rabbit has a pail of sand with a shovel in it, and he starts to dig in it. And the guy's shaping it. The dog. And then the rabbit starts to pour it on the sandcastle, and he's like kind of sad or scared of what's going to happen to it. And it wrecks it. It comes out with a big pile of sand, but with just one little building on top, but with a whole mound. And then the rabbit's, uh-oh. And then the guy, the dog's kind of, oh. And then the rabbit's sort of like a sorry look. And I think the dog's crying, and he's trying to maybe shape it, and there's two little more humps with the sandcastle on top.
Okay.
The rabbit, they're the same two characters from the 1B, I think. And they both have picnic baskets, and the rabbit's walking down on the forest on the path, and he meets the dog. With the other one. What's it called? Basket. And the rabbit starts to take out all the food. There's a carrot sandwich, cake, another sandwich, pickles, cookies, chips, another sandwich. There's a lot of stuff. And then he has the carrot and the sandwich in his hand. He has sort of a, yum, I'm going to eat this. And then the dog just takes out one sandwich. It's like, whoa, this guy eats a lot. And then the rabbit starts to gobble it all up. And there's crumbs left. There's an apple core, a juice box, I think. Some crumbs. And then the bat. And he has a big tummy and he's still munching his food. There's the lunch boxes tipped over, and then the dog's just sitting there munching on his sandwich and has a juice box in his hand. And then the rabbit goes, whoa, that's a lot of food. And then he's kind of falls over, it looks like, because he has probably has a tummy ache. And then the dog's like, whoa, what's wrong with him? And he still has a sandwich and a juice box in his hand. And then the dog starts, there's a mother rabbit. It's probably the rabbit's mother. She's walking down, and then the little dog goes and tells her that probably the rabbit's lying there, has a stomach ache. And he starts to pull on her to come over and check on him to make sure he's okay, and there's big twirl coming over the rabbit's face. And then the rabbit, it's a doctor. The older rabbit's a doctor, and he has a telescope thingy. Not a telescope. Those things, I don't know what they're called. Well, they have like a little round thing, and then there's a poke hole, and then she has glasses, and she has one of those things that go down there. And then She goes to, she's probably telling him to open wide or to not eat so much food. And then the Dr. Rabbit says, I guess he feels better, and he gets up and starts to walk with the doctor, and then the dog starts to smile. The rabbit's walking down, and the dog has a balloon in it. It's tied to a wagon, and I think she's pulling it. And then the rabbit says, probably, can I look at it? And wants to hold it. And then probably the dog says, yeah, sure. And then she starts to untie it, and the dog's like a little surprised thing. Yeah. And then I guess the balloon floats away. It's floating away, and the rabbit's like, no. And the dog's no either. And then the dog gets really mad. It's like, I'm really mad at you. And then I was like, it's like scared of me. And then they see another rabbit with all these balloons, and then the dog still has a mad face on it. And the rabbit's like, ooh, maybe you can get one from there. And then the dog runs over, no, the rabbit runs over to probably ask if they could have one. And yeah, and then they cost 5 cents for the balloons, but she doesn't have none. And the dog comes running over. And then the dog and the rabbit have really sad faces, and the older rabbit, I guess, has like, I'm proud of myself. Then they see the rabbit, the Dr. Rabbit, and the rabbit, other little rabbit that's a baby, runs over to her, probably ask her for a balloon. And the rabbit asks her if they could get a balloon too, probably, for one, for each of them. Then the rabbit comes over and gives 10 cents to get both of them a balloon, and she gives it to them, him, and the rabbit's holding the two balloons out for them to get. And then everyone's all happy. The dog's like hugging it, and the rabbit's holding and hugging probably it. The rabbit's really happy, older rabbit. There's a giraffe, and then there's an elephant. The elephant's bouncing a ball, and they're probably saying hi to each other. They're by a pool, and the elephant has a swimsuit maybe on, probably it. And then the elephant probably bounces it into the water, and they're both, oh no, it went into the water. What are we going to do? So the giraffe jumps into the water, holds his breath probably, and then swims over to it and probably grabs it, and is like, no, what if he doesn't come up? And then the giraffe comes back with the ball and hands it over to the elephant with, and then they're both happy, they look like. And then I think they like each other because they're like to each other. Yeah.
Okay.
The same two people, the giraffe and the elephant. And they're still at the pool, and there's a no running sign. And then I think the elephant's probably starting to run, and the giraffe has a towel on it, holding it. And then she does start to run, and then she slips. And I think the giraffe is starting to run, but then he probably sees her fall, so he probably doesn't run. And then he's like, oh no, I have to get over to her because she hurt her knee. And she's probably crying. She's holding her knee up. And there's still a no running sign. And then the lifeguard comes over, and he sees her with the owie. And then the lifeguard bends down and puts a bandage on her knee to make her feel better. And then she looks down like, woo, a bandage. And then the giraffe's all happy because she's not sad and crying. And then the lifeguard gets mad and points at the no running sign. And she's like, okay, I'm not going to run anymore.
Okay.
They're the same two characters, the giraffe and the elephant. And the giraffe has a airplane, it looks like, and he's flying and like, woo, and his hang is down. And I was like, woo. And then the elephant wants to try it, and the giraffe probably doesn't want it because he's like, whoa, don't touch that. And then it falls into the water, and the elephant starts to like, uh-oh, it's probably going to get mad at me. And the giraffe's not crying yet, but he'll probably get really mad. Yeah, he really gets mad and screams. And then I was like, oh, boo. Because it looks like this plane sticky, but I don't think it is. And then a lifeguard comes over. And the giraffe looks over to see the lifeguard, and the elephant looks over to see the lifeguard. And then the elephant probably starts to tell the other elephant lifeguard that she accidentally dropped it into the water, and she's probably asking him, "Can you get it out for us?" And the elephant starts to try to get it out, but I don't think he can reach. And they're like, whoa, I don't think he can reach. And then the giraffe starts to cry. And then the elephant is like, oh, I'm gonna get mad at for dropping it in the plane. And then a girl elephant comes over, and she has one of those net things, you know? And she's probably going to fish it out for them. And like, yay, probably for them. And then she gets it. She dips it into the water and scoops it up. And then I think the giraffe is still probably crying. But the lifeguard is happy. And then the other elephant, the little one, was actually like, hope this one gets it. And then she scoops it up, picks it up, and then gives it to the giraffe and both of them are happy. And now the giraffe's really happy, and the elephant's really happy, and the giraffe's hugging the airplane.